With 6 days remaining before Election Day, independent candidate Elliot Cutler said today that the odds are against him in his bid to become Maine's next governor. Reiterating a statement he made about the three-way race earlier this year, Cutler says Mainers must vote their conscience, and if they're concerned that a vote for him will wind up electing another candidate, they are free to make a different choice. And late today, his most prominent backer did just that. A.J. Higgins has more.
After publicly endorsing Elliot Cutler for governor in August, Senator Angus King announced today that he will withdraw his support for the struggling fellow independent and instead endorse Democrat Mike Michaud as Maine's next governor. In a prepared statement, King said, quote, "After many months considering the issues and getting to know the candidates, it is clear that the voters of Maine are not prepared to elect Elliot in 2014. King's announcement followed a morning press conference called by Cutler, who said that while he intends to remain in the race, he is a realist and well aware of the mounting pressure that many of his supporters and those leaning towards his campaign are wrestling with. At issue are two key questions. With the polls placing Democrat Mike Michaud and Republican Governor Paul LePage locked in a dead heat at around 40% each, isn't a vote for Cutler really a vote for LePage? And how could Cutler possibly win?
I think the odds are long. I said that. I'm probably running third, likely running third.
The hastily called press conference led many reporters to speculate that the polls had taken their toll on the independent and that his campaign was on the verge of collapse. Instead, Cutler used the opportunity to assure his core supporters that he would welcome their votes. But he has also heard from Cutler-leaning voters who are saying that none of the polls has put him in the clutches of victory. And they say they fear 4 more years of LePage, defined only by 1 or 2 percentage points.
I want to reiterate this morning the simple statement that I made in Yarmouth many months ago. Anyone who has supported me, but who now worries that I cannot win and is thereby compelled by their fears or by their conscience to vote instead for Mr. LePage or Mr. Michaud should do so.
He is essentially saying to voters, I don't think I have a very good chance of winning here.
University of Maine political science professor Mark Brewer says the timing of Cutler's remarks and the tightness of the race between LePage and Michaud will push many Cutler-leaning voters to abandon the candidate if their primary goal is to defeat the incumbent Republican. Brewer says that an apparent absence of a major get-out-the-vote effort for Cutler, his trailing in the polls, and comparatively little spending on television ads does not paint a promising picture for the Cutler campaign.
All that stuff combines together to give a message, and Cutler giving part of it himself, saying, essentially, I can't win this race. So if you need some kind of release from me to go ahead and change your vote, go ahead and do it.
Among former Cutler supporters who have now abandoned the independent to support Michaud, Cutler's remarks fell short of what they had hoped to hear. At a press event featuring former Cutler backers, Jim Schaefer, a member of MPBN's Board of Trustees and a retired media executive, said Cutler should have delivered on a pledge he made to his campaign contributors.
I've heard several positions from Elliot on the spoiler question. And earlier this year, he looked at several of his check-writing supporters and said, I'll just guarantee you Paul LePage won't be the next governor. I think he's backed away from that position. It's one thing to make that guarantee, but it's another to simply say, vote your conscience. So I'm going to be a little bit noisy about my conscience as a result of that.
At the Michaud for Governor campaign, spokeswoman Lizzie Reinholt said Democrats are encouraged by Cutler's statements, but are still emphasizing that it's critical for Mainers to unite to defeat LePage. The governor's supporters, meanwhile, know that LePage's victory is directly related to how many votes Cutler receives. Maine Republican Party Chairman Richard Bennett praised Cutler for not withdrawing in what he called, quote, the face of cruel and repeated attacks by Democratic Party bosses and Michaud supporters. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.